everybody.
Welcome.
You are listening to Jether Random Stuff. I'm Jacoby.
And I am Heather.
And together we make a
Jether!
Welcome. I hope everyone had a great week. We certainly did last week.
We had like one of the best weeks we ever have every year.
It's our annual girls trip to the lodge. Oh, so nice.
We actually didn't do a bonus cast because we were too busy being drunk.
I'm sorry. We were going to do a Facebook Live too. And I'm sorry, but we were just fucking drunk.
Oh my God. And the best drunk that you could ever be in your whole lives, to the point where there was one night we literally were, I sent the goodnight text to my husband at 7:58.
Yeah, because we were like, okay, we're going to pass out now. So
we shouldn't have that night.
No, we shouldn't have, because the next day was brutal.
Brutal.
But we had a fucking awesome time.
Oh my God. And we still had a great time that morning day.
Yeah, we did.
We just need to learn that when we do that the night before, we have to drink quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it makes everything go away.
Yeah, I know. We felt like shit the next day until we actually like had some wine and they're like, hey, I feel better.
That was like at 3:00 in the afternoon. We felt like shit the whole
day. It felt like the hair of the dog that bit ya is the cure to all your ails. So, you know, if you're hungover, drink some wine.
Exactly.
It fixes everything.
It's like the two Tylenols that you take before any call the doctor in the morning.
Right. Yeah.
And we were fine.
We were fine.
Yeah. It was such a fun time. We ate amazing food.
Oh,
we
so
were
good.
Treated like goddesses.
Yes,
the whole
we were.
Week. If you are ever in the Tri-Cities area in Washington, specifically Richland, the lodge at Columbia Point, you need to go there.
They're fantastic. They cater to you top to bottom. They're amazing. Amazing.
Like literally anything you need. You want something different for breakfast? You talk to Amanda.
You tell them, like Heather. You say, you know what? I'm gluten-free and I'm dairy-free. And so find something that I can eat. And they will make you something that you can eat.
It's like they like the challenge.
I know they do. It's like a puzzle or like a challenge. They're like, I got to come up with something awesome. And they did, like, every time.
I know. I think one of our favorite moments is when we got to go to their really expensive restaurant.
Yep.
Because we didn't get to go last year because they canceled it off because they were afraid of our dietary restrictions. Just the front desk was.
Yeah.
The chef was up for it.
The chefs are always up for it.
Yes.
They just don't, I think, relay to the front desk that they're up for a challenge.
This year, they relayed.
They did.
They were up for the challenge.
Our chef, Zach, did amazing. The food was spectacular.
Now, how many times when you go to a really fancy restaurant, you get seated and not need a menu.
Right. We're like, we don't need a menu because Zach knows what we want.
Yeah, we don't even know what we're getting.
Sorry. And then the waiter comes over and gives us, you know, kisses.
The waiter gave us like 5 kisses throughout the whole thing.
He was good. Dustin was awesome.
We love Dustin.
Yeah.
We have so many favorites there.
Yeah. So we have a lot of pictures we haven't posted yet. So
we will. We're going to post an album.
We'll post an album of our trip. It was fantastic.
Which I'm hoping, because I was telling Thor, I was like, once the album gets posted, I'll show you a bunch of pictures.
I can't show you till then.
Because I only have like these 4 pictures.
I know. Like, I'm like, I'm taking the picture. It's on my phone.
It needed to be on Kobe's phone.
Yeah. So it's
easier
that
way.
So it was
what
amazing.
What a magical trip.
Magical. We have a lot of little sayings that we said to each other on the trip we kept track of. At the end of the episode, we're going to tell you one of them.
That's going to be
amazing.
And
you guys let us know what you think we're talking about. It's like a little puzzle.
It's going to be a game.
It's a game for you guys to figure out. So we'll come up with one and we'll tell you at the end of the episode, and then you guys can email us and or send us a message on Facebook and let us know which one that you want.
That's
what
where
you
they
think
start.
Okay.
But yeah, we don't have to say one now. We can pick one out, but that's where they start. Because I don't know if you have your phone.
We might just want to start from the top, maybe.
That's a good one to start with.
Some of them are going to be, you probably won't be able to figure it out, but that's okay.
But the better your story is and your explanation of what we're saying, there is a story to each one of these.
There is.
Most time, it's not obvious of what it's what it's saying.
It's not.
No.
So then, and then on the next episode, we'll explain.
Yes.
What
so
it means.
I think this could be a good competition if we get enough people going on it. more than like yeah. two or three, yeah. we might make this into a competition with some rewards.
Oh, yeah.
But we need more people playing than so, Robin yeah. and Aaron.
I need more people than just Robin and Aaron.
That doesn't count, you two. Your reward is our friendship.
You'll still get points, but you know.
You guys get points, but yeah. you also, your main reward is me and Toby.
Because we're fucking awesome.
Yes.
To have a story.
I love
before
stories.
Before we start the real story.
Oh, I want to hear your story.
You know, my brother is our kind of technical guru who does everything for us.
He does do a lot for us.
He does yeah, he does. He
know what? He needs a round of applause.
Hold on just a second. He does need a round of applause because he's fucking amazing.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
That's for you, Jeff.
That's for you. He was texting me the other day, and he knew we were going on this trip and stuff. And we have a lot of equipment now, podcast equipment, mics and soundboard and everything.
Oh,
and,
yes.
He asked me if I wanted that he had a cord that could connect our remote, our portable recorder to the soundboard. So we wouldn't have to take any of the mics or any of this other shit.
Look at him being all thoughtful.
He's like, do you need one of these? And I'm like, yeah, I need one of those. I don't have one of those. So we went on our trip. I get back from the trip and I have a package in the mail addressed to me from the Herpes Diagnostic Center of America.
Herpes diagnostic? Yeah. Meaning
something like that.
So you have a STD diagnostic?
Something about herpes, blah, blah, blah. Huh. And it says like your test results are inside or something like that. And then my husband and my daughter were like, we looked at it and there's like glitter like falling out of it and we don't know what to do.
They opened the package.
No, they didn't open it. They're just like, there's glitter.
Glitter coming out of the box.
They're like, we think it's a glitter bomb. Like, and I'm like, well, that's a thing. You can send somebody a glitter bomb and it like explodes in their house. Right.
Please don't send me a glitter bomb.
So I'm like, shit. And so we go. So I take it outside, right, with the scissors. And I'm like cutting this little package open.
Probably
like
being very protective.
Like facing away from me because I'm like, it's going to blow up. It's going to blow up. But no, it was the cord I told my brother that I needed.
Oh, there's glitter in the cord.
But he put glitter all in it. Like
he did that?
Look at it.
He literally put the glitter in there. It wasn't bought like that.
There's glitter all over my hand.
Yeah, I see that.
You can't get glitter off of shit.
It's purple.
And so it's like.
He put purple glitter in there for you.
Like, yeah, so there's glitter everywhere.
That's a good big brother.
But I have the cord now. Like, so if we want to like just take the mixer and the.
Well,
wire.
You know what? Maybe next year.
Yeah. It was, yeah. So anyhow, thank you,
or
Jeffy.
Maybe to the lodge we'll go.
Yeah, or not yeah,
the
lodge, yeah,
or
yeah.
Maybe the scrapbooking.
The scrapbooking thing. We're going in September, right? Scrapbooking workshop, kid/convention.
I'm going to practice all year long, so I'm like one of the best.
You will be.
My goal is
you'll
that
be the best.
I am so far ahead of them next time, and they're going to be like, she needs to be leading the classes.
I think that's what they're going to say.
They're like, Heather, get up here. So tonight we are drinking something a little different.
Yes.
It is a Bookwalter Merlot and it is phenomenal. It's like a really good wine that we're really excited for. We brought it to the lodge, but we didn't have a chance to drink it. You fill it up as far as you need, Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fill it up. Erin's here.
Erin's here.
She's drinking like a lush. So
she needs to be. She needs to be.
She's gonna get water. Okay. So yeah, the wine we have is super awesome. It's
I
so
love
good.
It.
It's so good.
We're gonna be hearing a lot more of Bookwalter a lot more lately, I think, because I'm gonna have a surplus.
You are. When do you not have a surplus of every wine?
I have 30 cases.
Seriously. Holy shit.
Last time I counted 22 and then I just added so much more in my wine cellar. I need to take a picture of it this weekend.
You should. Yes, you should. Post that shit.
I didn't say post it. I said I'll take a picture.
You should post it.
And I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, send it to me and I'll post it.
Okay, there you go.
Totally.
That'll work.
Quote, wine seller.
Aaron.
Yes.
So Kyle's on the table is yours to take home.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for you.
Yes.
It's a charity wine.
Don't worry. It's not a charity wine. It's a friendship wine.
Oh, that sounds so much better.
I don't do charity. No, I don't do charity.
Don't do charity.
No, God, no. You know, I was just telling, totally
God,
off the
Heather.
Subject. I was just telling Kobe how she should apply for Shannon's job. See, now she's an accountant.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think you're on. Is she on?
It's always on. So
it's always on.
Oh, here. Sorry. We'll try not to spill.
Patron almost pulled my headphones off, but that's okay. He didn't.
Aaron's on.
Hi.
Yeah, she gets applauded.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
I would agree to that comment about her applying for Shannon's job, but then we would all three be talking each other off the ledge at the end of the night. I don't know if there's enough wine.
There's always enough wine for that. I just got done saying I have 30 cases at my house.
That's right.
Yeah. There's always enough wine. That wine train is, you like that?
The gravy wine train.
It's
the
a wine train. I just came
That's
up with
perfect.
That right now. That wine train's never leaving.
Hey, Heather.
What's up?
High five me.
Okay.
Because that was fucking, it was crap. Do it again. Ready?
I'm plugging myself.
Okay, do it again. Are you ready? Oh, there we go. That's better. Better. Okay.
You're unplugged still.
Where am I unplugged?
Wait, something feels. Maybe it's me.
No, I feel you. I see you. Are you unplugged?
There. It was me.
Fuck.
That one's a little sketch.
Let me try that again. Fuck. Fuck.
Hey, if any of you watch The Witcher on Netflix,
I don't.
Send us your.
I want to start watching that. I haven't.
It's so good. Send us your impressions of Geralt of Rivera saying "fuck."
Fuck.
Because it's.
Fuck.
I love it when he says that. It's so good.
I'm watching The Mandalorian with Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
I have to. I don't
I
have,
know it's not real. Baby
are you
Yoda,
have not? You
like
have
him.
Not watched Mandalorian.
I don't even have Disney Plus.
I'm gonna give you my account number. Can I do that?
Seriously?
I think so.
Can
I think
you
either
do that?
One of us can give account number. What is my account?
I get it free for a year from Verizon.
What?
Courtesy.
Fuck! I'm paying $8 a month.
Fuck that! Aaron's getting it for free.
If you get it for Verizon, Verizon. You get it 1 year for free.
I said fuck off to Verizon a long time ago.
Fuck off, Verizon. Aaron, give me your logins.
Okay, I'm gonna get the information. I'm gonna hack into my husband's
hack
account
it.
Right now.
Hack it.
You just hack into that shit. And then we're just gonna continue to drink our wine.
Right.
We were just gonna start our new topic that we have.
We have a story.
We have a good story. A crime story.
We have a crime. True
cool.
crime. True crime story. Because we love
crime.
True crime.
We do love our crimes. Is it a stupid crime or a real crime?
It's a real crime, but it's kind of
funny crime.
It's a little sick and demented.
Oh, just, I like those
too. So, you know, we like that shit. So I'm not going to read the title because it really just gives away everything. Jeez. All right. FYI, I haven't read this yet.
Hey,
so,
did our last podcast go up?
Yes, it did.
Did it go up on time?
I did it. Yes, I did. I did it Thursday night while we were super drunk.
How the fuck did you do that?
I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know. It just
didn't pop up on my phone. It normally.
Oh, shit. Maybe I didn't do it.
We were really
I thought
drunk.
I did.
Like, we're talking super drunk on Thursday. Like, I don't even know how we got back to the hotel.
I don't know.
Like, I don't remember
anything.
Oh,
nobody likes a shit eater?
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay,
it.
I did
that's
post.
That's it.
I did a post. I
hey,
just haven't.
Okay, right,
I came
right.
up with that.
Yeah, she did.
No one likes a shit eater.
She's fucking awesome. Yeah. Okay, this is a new one. Okay,
yes!
A new one. So let's go back to 1971.
That's not that long ago.
And West.
You both were born, and I was on. I was in the making.
I was
baking.
Well,
I was
born in 78. I was born 7 years later.
I was. Oh, what was this?
71.
Oh, I thought it said 78.
That's okay.
No.
Hey.
78, you two were around.
Right. 71, I toured very last part of the year, but yeah.
Wait, you were baking?
What year were you born in?
I was born in November of 71.
So she was baking. She was in the womb baking.
I was baking. Your arm was being formed.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes. Yeah.
That's nice.
So this is 1971 in West Germany.
Is everything in Germany?
German people are just fucking
they're amazing.
Crazy as shit.
And
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Germany. 71 Germany.
All right.
I'm picturing this.
Got it.
The West German police were very disturbed because they kept getting reports that somebody was robbing graves and they were exhuming the bodies up in the cemeteries and they were gnawing on the bodies.
They're eating them? They were eating the bodies?
They were chewing on the bodies.
So they
what's the difference?
Stealing.
They were just getting some nutrients.
They're just like kind of
vampires.
Yeah.
But there's
vampires?
No blood.
No, vampires have to have live blood. They can't.
Zombies? Oh. Were they zombies?
Well, I don't know.
Well, there's no
so
brains
also,
active.
Oh, this is gross. I'm just going to FYI.
Finish it off, Aaron. You're good there.
This is a warning right now that what I'm going to say next is really gross. Are you guys ready?
That's a big
okay. The female corpses were being sexually abused.
So wait.
Necrophilia.
So he was fucking the dead people.
The fucking dead people. Yeah. He's chewing on the men and fucking the women corpses. That's there you go.
You think he's doing it at the same time, like chewing on a finger and then fucking the woman at the same time?
I don't know.
Well, this
is pretty sick. It's pretty
because
disturbing.
How long had the corpses been?
So this is happening. Well, so this I know, right?
Because like, is their vagina hole anymore by
are
that
they
point?
See,
if
they're
or is
they
just
still
a
like
skeleton and they're just poking at a pelvis?
Right. That's odd.
Is it still juicy? I mean, who? I don't know.
Oh, Cody! Whoa,
that's gross.
You said it.
All right. Brought the lube juice. I'm sure.
Well, it's already been decaying. I don't think you need lube juice.
In May of 72, so this is the next year, a morgue attendant came across somebody who was kissing one of the cadavers, like making like macking on this fucking dead body, right?
So they already had zoomed it. And they're macking on.
So he was in the morgue for an autopsy or I don't know.
Oh, so is it fresh blood?
Yeah. So he was like kissing it. And the morgue attendant tried to stop whoever it was. But the culprit pulled out a pistol and fired and he like ran away. So
did he kill the person?
No.
No. Oh.
So the worker gave the police a description and they threw a dragnet. How often do you hear that saying?
Dragnet? Like a drag queen?
Like, no, like dragnet.
Like the movie?
Yeah.
Dragnet?
Yeah.
I don't know what a dragnet is.
So, oh, shit. All right.
Wait, is it? I at first, I was thinking of like a drag queen net that's for drag queens.
No.
And it just like drags across and it gets all these queens.
Okay, Google.
But it didn't happen. Okay.
What is a dragnet?
Get the technical.
Here's the definition of dragnet. A net drawn through a river or across ground to trap fish or game.
Yeah, I don't like that net.
So that's like not what we, I think that's
like something that you just like throw.
You
and
throw it out
them.
There and you like have all these
like
people.
Like what superheroes
and you just
use
like, yeah.
to capture bad guys.
Yeah.
You've seen
except
him before.
He's not doing that. He's capturing other stuff.
He's capturing criminals. They like comb like through
so
the area.
They throw a net out into the cemeteries and hope they get them.
So well, they
is that what's
like
happening here,
Heather?
I'm just trying to picture this.
Don't you remember there was a show called Dragnet? It was a cop show, like a long fucking. Oh, you weren't even born.
I remember.
Okay.
We're a little bit older than
just like.
Is.
Never mind.
Yeah.
All right. Eventually, anyways, they finally arrested somebody. His name is Kuno Hoffman. He was deaf and mute.
Oh.
And he had lost the powers of speech and hearing after his alcoholic father had beat him so badly when he was a child.
Sad.
So that's
he
really
was
sad.
Going into the graveyard.
He was really sad. Yeah.
So he probably couldn't find any other friends that were alive to be with him.
So he had a rap sheet. He already had spent 9 years in prison for theft.
Aww.
And when the cops interrogated him, he confessed to this bizarre crime spree of, you know,
now,
necrophilia.
What is the actual crime? I mean, they're already dead.
It's illegal. It's illegal. It's actually a law
that you can't assume bodies. And
you can't exhume bodies and you can't have sex with bodies. Them. You can't. It's literally illegal to
what
do
if
that.
They were able
Which
to give
it should be.
It should be.
That's because that's but, wrong.
But, okay.
Because there's a mental illness happening there that's not being taken care of.
I agree with you guys. I'm just going to go on a limb here and say this is better than him doing this to live people.
Well, like raping them and killing them. And
They're not in their bodies no more.
They aren't
but,
in their bodies.
You know, if your loved one passed away and then you found out somebody exhumed them and then like...
We're fucking them?
Yeah, making out
love,
and fucking them.
I wouldn't love that. I have to say, I wouldn't love that.
It's like a hurtful thing.
That's like real.
Actually,
it's like
disrespect.
For me, it depends on the family member.
That's just like...
to be honest here. Some of my family members probably need some little love. It's even if it's post after.
So
you know.
Wrong.
You know what'd be cool? If that was me or my soul, I'd come back and haunt his ass.
I know, right? You're raping my body? What the fuck, man? Kill you.
Yeah.
And then they're probably raping his mind.
Yeah.
For the rest of time.
So he did go to prison.
Of course he did.
But while he was in prison,
he
developed an obsession with self-improvement via the occult sciences, which
Scientology,
which include occult sciences include satanic rituals, witchcraft, dark magic, and especially vampirism and necrophilia.
Oh, that's right up his alley.
So he did not get reformed prison. He just went darker.
So he believed in all his readings. He believed that he could become handsome and popular by performing dark magic rituals with corpses, hence the grave robbing.
So he continued with his grave robbing.
So
he
thought he was going to become popular and handsome by fucking corpses.
He was lied to.
Mm-hmm. He was misinformed.
That's
somebody
just,
told
that
him that he would be
not
popular
real.
With that. Nope.
Okay,
that's not okay.
On at least 35 different occasions, he snuck into a graveyard or mortuary and even managed to get copies of keys to the local cemetery. Ooh. So he wanted people that were recently dead.
That like, makes sense.
Well, if you're going to fuck them, you want everything to be
you
so
want
lively.
It to still kind of look like a person, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think it takes long for the person to
It does
start
no,
to decay.
You know, once you die, like the second you die, you start to decompose. So it's not long. It is not long.
Even if you put you in a refrigerator.
Yeah, you just break down, man.
I bet your body survived in my garage for a while.
If you know what? Yes, in your garage. Because
I think freezer lasts a little bit longer.
Freezer, frozen.
It slows it down.
Frozen
right?
wood. Frozen
it down,
wood. Yeah.
Stop the bacteria.
Or that vomit stuff.
Or frozen.
Put that stuff inside of them.
Yeah. Frozen or Heather's garage. That
my,
was
my,
the
my
two.
Garage.
That's the two.
Only during the winter seasons, guys.
Yeah.
Because my garage is average 5 to 10 degrees cooler than the outside.
But in the summer, it would speed up.
It speeded up hard because it's 5 to 10 degrees hotter in the summer.
So since he wanted recently dead people, he actually just looked at the newspaper at who died and mind their grave.
He went for the newspaper so he can get the obituaries.
Yes, he's looking at the obituaries.
So he's probably pictures too, so he could figure out if he wanted to fuck the person.
So he would try to get the person while they were still in the morgue, but if he couldn't, he'd wait until they were buried and then he would dig up their grave.
That's really hard to get them in the morgue.
Oh,
unless it's like a John Doe.
This is getting even worse. Okay.
Oh, God, Kobe.
Once he had a corpse, he would perform a ritual on it that involved stabbing it, slashing it, cutting off its head, and drinking the blood.
Is
a vampire.
Isn't he drinking embalming fluid?
Yeah,
that's what
I was saying. Yeah, is there any blood in there?
That's so disgusting.
That's why he's messed up. It's poisoning his mind.
Maybe if he got it in the morgue before it got embalmed or something. I don't know.
No, but if he wants to be a vampire, he has to drink live blood.
So.
Yeah, but that's just so gross.
I don't want to drink any blood.
No,
blood's
disgusting.
Gross.
It's so gross. So. And then other times, this is when he would chew on the corpse, or if it was a female that he thought was really attractive, then he would have sex with the corpse.
So he'd just go fuck her.
He was like, "You're good looking, 95-year-old woman, and I'm gonna fuck you right now."
Hey, and she didn't resist. You know,
it wasn't rape because she didn't say no.
Yep. Maybe that's why. He's like, I know they're not going to tell me no, so I'm not going to get in trouble.
I can do whatever I want.
Something you've mentioned multiple times is that he's doing all this to become popular.
And handsome, yeah.
And handsome.
But he's so blind and deaf.
So, yeah.
Well, he can talk.
Mute and deaf.
Oh, he's mute and deaf.
He's mute and deaf.
So
and obviously
he can see. Oh.
Not okay. popular.
Not popular.
And not handsome.
No.
So,
surprisingly, all of this failed to make him handsome and popular.
What?
I know. I don't understand.
I'm fucking shocked.
Shocker. I don't understand. Like, why would that not work, right? Why doesn't
and
that
the
work?
Plot thickens.
Well, damn, there goes my plan.
So... He decided it was because the corpses that he's getting weren't fresh enough.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, God. Yeah. This is not good. This is not good.
So
what? Now is he killing the corpses?
To get a super fresh corpse, you gotta kill one. You got to kill it yourself.
I was wondering if it was going to lead to this. With the stabbing and the cutting up the head. It's like violent.
Where else can this go, right?
He needs some fresh blood because he wants to be a vampire.
You have to do it when they're alive. Everybody that knows anything about vampires knows that the vampires can't drink man's blood.
And have you ever seen in one vampire show? Yeah. Have you ever seen in one vampire show where they drink a dead person's blood?
No, they can't. It kills them.
It has to be pumping.
Pumping.
Yeah.
It has to be pumping
blood. Oxygenated blood.
Yeah. Everybody knows
oxygenated.
That.
Yeah.
So
probably tastes better.
His very first victims were two lovers that were in a car.
Like that's so sad.
They were just trying to get their thing on in a car.
They were in the throes of passion.
And then boom.
And here's this necrophilia.
Did he kill him in the middle of it? I mean, were they still connected?
It would work better for him because then she'd be already.
It doesn't say, but I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I would picture that. Mm-hmm.
Did he have to unconnect him to do his things?
Oh, yeah. Shot him. Shot him dead.
Yep. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Then he drank the blood from him.
Ew.
And then he had sex with the girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, you know what? For her, at least you're dead. You know what?
Hopefully she was all the way dead.
I don't. That's just. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So he told the police he just liked her so much more than the graveyard corpses that he had been digging up because she was fresh.
Is this a well-known killer?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, they
He's
don't
in
even. Oh, yeah.
He's in the 70s.
Kuno. His name is Kuno Hoffman. This is Germany, though, so okay. I don't know.
He had to have been probably a serial killer, or he only killed these two.
So
that's what I was thinking.
He did kill one other victim.
Uh-oh. That's a serial killer.
But then he did end up getting arrested after that.
Oh,
so and surprisingly, I'm so shocked by this. He was ruled to be insane. Like
what?
I know, right? It seems totally sane to do this kind of stuff. Like
I was waiting for that one.
I know. And he got confined to a mental asylum for the rest of his life. He's still there.
Yeah.
Like.
Dang.
I know.
I'm so on the fence on those type of
mental asylums.
I don't know what to think about that because, like, part of me feels like, yeah, you have to be some kind of crazy to commit that kind of a crime, but I also feel like you have to be some kind of sane to commit that kind of crime because you have to be able to think
it
out.
You
have to plan this.
You plan it.
So there has to be something. I think we're a little too lenient on our insane pleas, whereas we need to be dealing a lot more death penalty.
Yeah. Because this is really atrocious what he did.
Or we just do the testing on the criminals. Like I keep trying to push through there. But
Drug companies can test on criminals.
And make them do labor work. Like make them do jobs that we don't want to pay. Like say we want to raise minimum wage and we have to raise everything when we do that, right? When everybody's like, raise it. Can't we get those people in the jail to do more work?
Why can't they be doing the factory work where they're punching
and then
those
pay
things.
Real good people and young people or whoever a
who
little bit
criminals?
More who are not criminals.
Yes.
It's
a good idea. See, we got something.
Because they just sit in a cell for most of the time. Put them to work.
Aaron,
all of them.
I will add that to my letter to Trump this month.
Yes.
Thank you. I send one every month.
Say P.S.
P.S.
P.S. My friend Aaron said...
That you should, if you don't want to do my idea of just making the criminals test all of our deadly diseases instead of the animals, because that's what I was thinking. Kill two birds with one stone. Give the give the death row inmates these deadly diseases and try to treat them and cure them. If you cure them, fine. Give them another deadly disease. Eventually, they're going to die.
Right.
Now we're killing two birds with a stone. We're not using our tax dollars to test on poor, defenseless animals.
Yes.
And we're not using our tax dollars to use, like, for lethal injection feed, and all that stuff. So now we're just going to disease them all. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be better because they're people.
Yeah.
It's not a rat.
Well, and when you're on death row, aren't you on death row for a long time?
Yeah, well, so that's why not because you keep filing appeals. Oh, you keep filing appeals. And
I see.
Yeah.
I keep being told that this might be a, what do they call it? Unusual punishment.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
To give them diseases.
No.
No, sure. Put them on a firing squad. Yeah, that's way less cruel.
Heather, they don't execute people by firing squad.
Don't they in some states?
No.
None of the states do that no more? No. So I know we have hanging and lethal injection.
Hanging? I don't even know if they do hanging anymore.
There was hanging for a long time.
It was hanging and lethal injection and electrocution. They don't do the firing squad anymore. That's like, you know, pro, like
okay,
Civil
honestly,
War.
Honestly, out of all the ones you just said, firing squad seems most humane to me.
I don't know.
Whatever. Lethal injection intake sometimes fails and you have to redo it over and over again. Electrocution doesn't always work if that thing's not zooped up the way it should be. And then hanging, that seems to be the worst for me because if they get a good person sniper on that firing squad and they get me right in the brain, it's over.
That's
I don't feel one more thing after that.
That's
just over.
That is
hanging,
true.
I have to suffocate.
Yeah. So, no, you don't.
Well, they say your neck breaks right away, but I doubt that. My neck is fucking strong.
If they do it, rather, that won't fucking kill me.
I'm going to suffocate.
I'll survive that hanging.
I'll survive the initial drop.
And then everyone's going to call you a witch.
And then I'll make them all burn.
Then they'll burn.
Because they'll know I'm a
real witch. You're going to burn. All right. Now listen, Lindas. I'm going to read the title to this story because I didn't read the titles first because it gives it away.
Okay, let me hear the title of the story.
The title is "Occultist Digs Up Graves and Molests Corpses in Hopes of Becoming Handsome." That's like the whole fucking story in the fucking title, right?
Come up with a better
title. I know, it's like so just like bland and like tells the whole story in the title.
Okay, I want to read something really quick.
Okay. Right.
Executions, methods of executions. Legal injection is the most widely used method of execution, but states still authorize other methods, including electrocution, gas chamber, hanging, and firing squad.
Oh!
But this is deathpenaltyinfo.org, and I'd have to read all
wait,
you.
There's a website called deathpenaltyinfo.org.
Yes, I just found it. This is exciting.
What
I'm probably now on
fuck?
A list from the FBI or CIA that's now
trying to figure out why this hygienist wants to know about this.
Where are the FBI's lists for this fucking podcast?
So, yeah, we seriously
are. This is pretty cool. It says method, lethal injection. And it says number of executions by method since 1976, 1,334. Number of states authorized using this method, 32 states and U.S. military and U.S. government.
Government
includes three states that no longer have active death penalties.
Yep.
And then it talks about jurisdictions that authorize, and there's a list of states. And then what were we talking about? So
firing squad.
Okay, it says firing squad, number of executions by method since 1976, three. Number of states authorized methods, three states all have lethal injection as primary method. Jurisdictions that authorize Mississippi, Oklahoma, Utah.
But they
use the primary is lethal. So it's not saying, it's only saying three times since 1976.
Has somebody been killed by firing squad?
By firing squad.
So meaning those...
But it's still a thing in Mississippi, Oklahoma, Utah, but they haven't used it.
Okay.
They could do it.
So they let the criminal person choose.
I don't know.
Yeah, they do. Because I saw a case one time where this guy chose hanging to be his method of execution because they let them choose how they want to die. So he chose hanging, but during his stint in prison, because it's months and months and months before they actually get to the execution, he ate himself. And so he was so overweight that if he were to be hung, it would actually rip his whole head off because he was so overweight. And that is cruel and unusual punishment. So they're like, well, we can't hang him because that's cruel and unusual punishment. But yet he was choosing hanging as his method of execution because that's his right. And so it was like they were locked into this legal battle about how he was to be executed. Like he was trying
to get. He knew what he was doing.
He was trying to get around being executed by gaining so much weight that he couldn't be hung. Like it was a whole thing. I don't know how it ended, but it was, yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
We're going to go back to my idea I had over the weekend of the island.
Okay. Okay, Heather.
The island's fantastic. That's it.
Like the movie?
No. I'm saying we find there's so many unpopulated islands in the world that just aren't discovered, really. There's millions in the world that are just in these little tiny little islands that are just in the middle of the ocean. I'm saying we pick one of those. And we send all of our death row inmates there and just see what happens.
Like we Survivor?
Yeah, but we're not going to give them any shit.
Oh, wait. We're talking about firing squads?
Yes.
Sorry.
That was fantastic, but it was a little late.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I know. Sorry.
Okay. Good. But yeah, I was thinking that we drop them off in this island.
And then videotape that shit or record it.
Maybe just
It could be reality TV.
Yeah, put some field cams down there. Just see what happens to the criminals that live there. And then you're putting the biggest badass criminals all on the same island. They're going to kill each other.
Just tape those cameras to the fucking palm trees. And
ABC
can make
CBS
money off that shit.
They'll eat that shit up because it's free. They don't have to pay any actors.
There's no actors because
and
they're
then
criminals.
Reality TV is going to be, everybody's going to be wanting to watch that.
They're all going
to
be like, oh, it's
a win-win.
Who's dying today?
Every fucking episode. Will be like, this show may depict episodes of violence. Viewing discretion advised.
By the way, these are not paid actors. Yeah. If they die, they're really dead.
The following footage may be upsetting to certain viewers.
Whatever.
Shanked that guy with a fucking coconut shell. Yeah.
You guys, this reminds me of that one movie series.
Oh, God. What is that movie series?
Isn't this what's that one movie?
With Jim Carrey?
No. What am I thinking of? Come back to me. Keep going.
Okay. All right. Well,
I feel like this is a movie we're talking about or a series.
This is a
movie
fucking
series.
Trademark. We thought of this first. Nobody better fucking steal it. Okay. Just saying. All right. All right. It's time, peeps.
Oh, for our new segment. So Aaron wasn't here for us when we were talking about our new segment is we have a lot of, can we call it Jetheronians?
Yeah, Jetherisms.
Jetherisms. They're sayings that we say that we think are phenomenally hilarious. Most of the time we're drunk, so they're probably not as funny as we really think they are.
Sometimes you don't remember what they mean. But on our trip, we had so many Jetherisms and we kept track of them.
We were texting them back and forth to each other, so we keep track of them. And we're going to mention one each week. And our viewers or our listeners, we're hoping that they can come in and tell us what they think it means. Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep track.
So the first one, we were on vacation. We were in a different city. And so this is something that Heather said.
Yes.
That I fucking laughed so hard at. And you guys tell us what you think we were talking about at the time.
Okay.
So the very first one we have is... the wall of MSG.
Yes.
So.
You guys were in a store.
Nope. Don't say anything else.
We'll talk after the podcast.
We'll talk after. So listeners, email us, jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com, or go to our website and comment. Comment through our website. You can do that. You can send us a message on Facebook at Jethers Random Stuff. Let us know what you think we were talking about when Heather said, look, the wall of MSG.
Yep. And so, that's what happened. And we were in a car.
That's what happened.
We got to say that. All right, guys. Have a great week.
And we hope, happy fucking, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl!
Woo!